So I'm talking about Karma, which is a test runner. It is not a testing framework like Sinan or Chai, Jasmine, Expect, whatever. That's not what it's for. It's to run the tests against different browsers, which might have slightly different quirks about their implementation of JavaScript. So you can run it against different browsers like Chrome, Firefox, and Phantom.js, which is just like a headless browser that doesn't actually pop up a window. So you can get an idea. And it runs really fast, too. The ones in the browsers that actually have Windows run a little bit slower. But it's just nice to see if you need to debug. So I'm just going to kind of jump right into the code here. Let me go here. So this is a Karma config file. There are plugins for, like, Gulp. You don't really need the plugin for Gulp. Like many other things, I have a Gulp task here that uses Karma. But it just uses Karma, the node package. You don't actually need like a Gulp plugin for this. So you can just run it just like this. But it all starts from this Karma config file, which you see the first thing I use here is Browserify. And that was actually one of the main motivations for using Karma was like I kept layering abstractions on top of each other. I was like, well, I want to use Browserify. Oh, and I want to use CoffeeScript. And it's a lot of work to just like compile these all things together and run it as, against like a testing framework on the command line. So you kind of want something that like runs it through every single step and then runs the test for you and on multiple browsers. So that's kind of where I'm coming from with this. So to set this up, you really just have to install the Karma. You can install the Karma command line from npm. So it's just npm install gkarma and karma CLI. I already have these installed, so I'm not going to do it again. And then you just install it locally for your project. And there's a really nice big ecosystem for Karma. You've already seen here. I'll show you a couple other ones. We have Browserify, Chai, Mocha, Expect, whatever you want. And you can pretty much use whatever testing framework you want with it. These are just like, as a convenience, they'll insert the like Chai object and the Mocha object, like its and describes into the into your files for you, so you don't have to require them yourself. So I'm going to jump into a file here that has some tests in it, and I have a few coworkers in the crowds. So they're probably shuddering at these tests that I wrote. Don't judge me. I wrote these a long time ago, so you know, you always look at code you did before, and you're like, oh my god, what was I thinking? But these are some tests that use Karma. So I'm using CoffeeScript here, and I'm also using Browserify because see, I'm using the requires at the top like this. So these are going to just run against whatever browser I specify. So in the Karma config file right now, I have Chrome Canary. But there's all these other possibilities. And maybe one day we'll run it against Edge. Who knows? I don't know if you guys heard about that coming out from Microsoft. So I have this test file here. And Karma is really nice for doing like test-driven development. So if you want to just have it running always in the background as you type code, and it'll tell you, did your test pass? Did they fail? And that's like the true essence of doing TDD, as you can see immediate feedback of like, yep, my test passed, it failed, I need to switch this thing. So I'm gonna start up Karma here. Let's give it a second. Okay, cool, my test passed. And it also started up Google Chrome Canary here. I just like using Chrome Canary because when it comes to source mapping, which you have to use with CoffeeScript if you wanna do debugging, it's a lot faster. I find that the vanilla Chrome is a little bit slow. I don't know, your mileage may vary on that one. So something really nice you can do with this is you can jump into debug here, and I'm gonna make it a little bigger here. So say you have a test that you just cannot figure out why it won't pass. I know this never happens to you, right? Your tests always pass. So you can go in here, and it's really nice. You can just set a breakpoint, and then just refresh, and then it's just like you're debugging your own code. So this is really easy to do with Karma. They expose the localhost 9876, so you can just jump in there with the browser. But if you don't need to debug, you can just run it on like Phantom.js, which will just run the test in the background. Now, I talked about TDD a little bit, so I'm going to come back to that. Karma has different reporters for telling you how your test did. So here, this is the Mocha reporter. So let's do a little, have a little fun with this. We'll do this reporter. And reporters are simply just to tell you, are just different formats for showing you which test passed, which suite passed, that sort of thing. There you go. So you can have a little fun with that. probably don't want to put that in your company's production database. Not that I did that, guys. One other reporter that's nice, especially if you're on OS X, but this also works on Windows 2, is Notify. So I'm actually going to do two. I'm going to do Mocha, it's Mocha and Notify. So we'll start there. Got my browser. Okay, it's not coming up. Cool. So let me change my test around. It might not run on the first. Let me fail a test here. So this should be 2, so I'm going to save it as 3. Oh, okay. What's up? Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Kevin. That's why. Okay, well, there we go. Now it's coming up. You're usually not doing TDD in front of a room full of people, so I guess so we'll save it again. Browser missed there, so refresh. So there you go, you get the little notification up there, so you can keep doing that as you do testing. And so you don't even, so notice how I keep switching back between the terminal and my editor. You don't even have to do that. It just shows you notifications as you type, which is really nice. And I think for me, it has really enhanced my workflow because all I have to do is look up in the corner and be like, okay, did I pass or did I not? If not, then I need to go look at something. So that's Karma in a nutshell. Like I said, has a really great ecosystem. Oh, I didn't even mean to do that. I am in nutshell. That's in a nutshell. It has a really great ecosystem. It's really easy to set up, and it works with Browserify, CoffeeScript, Babel, or Babel. How do you say that? I don't even know. Is it Babel, Babel, Tomato, Tomato, GIF, GIF? I don't know. It works with all those. So It's a really nice little package system, and it also works really nice with your continuous integration server because you can just do single runs, and it has plugins, again, for outputting like coverage reports and that sort of thing. So it's just like a one more line that you add to it, and there you go, you got coverage reporting. So that's it for me, and that's Karma.